4CEF Mobile.
Morning, Andrew. KM4UNT.
How are you this morning?
Here. Can't complain.
Got that right. I found out why traffic was backed up yesterday on 26. Some lady drove the wrong way on the interstate. She hit another vehicle. She killed all three of the people in that vehicle, and then she took off on foot.
Find her.
Ended up finding her.
She was illegal.
You just wonder why somebody driving the wrong side of the road. Are they drunk or just, I don't know. It might have been out of their mind. Who knows? Just sad that three people were not here now. You usually sleep when a single sideband's going, a South Carolina single sideband. But, man, I got on last night. I had so much interference, I could not hardly hear. I mean, I don't think I've ever had it that bad on 80 meters. And then once the sun set and everything was all over with, everything calmed down and I could actually get on and hear.
Yesterday morning.
Yeah, that makes me want to pull the trigger on one of those little phase antenna, whatever they're called. You know, what I spent $200-something on again, got my money back because it didn't ship it.
Well, they work.
I mean, I've heard they do real good if, you know, you got a birdie or something like that at one spot. But I don't know how they work because, like, yesterday for me, you'd have like a line of noise. I could see it on the waterfall where you can just hear it. It's just this, I don't know if it's just atmospheric noise or what, but it just takes up a whole 5 kilohertz worth of space.
The storm ain't helping none.
That.
That's rain and thunder and lightning is coming from.
Think about how much area they can affect.
Footprint now, I'm here to tell you on that one.
Yesterday, you know, we had that big swath of rain come through about 4 o'clock, and it dumped over an inch of rain in the short period of time. I mean, it had to be maybe 30 minutes, if that long, it dumped an inch of rain. And I don't even think it had hardly made landfall in Florida yet.
But I got a lot of rain yesterday, but I've been lucky so far. I've just had light sprinkles this morning.
Most part, I hit one little heavy patch for a second there, but this thing's kind of hit or miss.
Rain, I'm going to be dodging trees.
Is that right? I mean, get the wind and all this rain that's going, yeah, it's starting knocking some trees down.
Looking for them.
Got an inch, you know, within 30 minutes or so, and then it's just kind of off and on the rest of the evening. It's just going to keep the ground sopping wet. And I'm sure we'll get some high winds.
Sure we'll get some. I just hope the trees stay in the ground. With all my luck, I'd probably be going through a neighborhood and have one drop in the bed of my truck.
It'll be done for you.
Then I got to cut it up.
And that'd be just to get the truck out from underneath of it.
There, go around a curve as a tree fell. He hit the tree, totaled his vehicle completely out.
I can only imagine. I mean, just probably a tree didn't hardly move either.
And it works with sled now. He had a tree fall in his yard, and it caught just the corner of the back of the cab and dented it in on his truck that he drives for work. They're gonna get it fixed. He was lucky it did bust the back window or nothing out. It just sort of bent the corner and rode down the back.
Lucky. I mean, the good part is those parts of the vehicle are usually the strongest, but I mean, you figure a tree falls on it most of the time, it just don't. A lot of dead weight coming down on something.
lieutenant about it. And when he told his lieutenant just laughed. He said, well, at least you wasn't going down the road like a couple other agents and had trees jump out in front of them.
When I was in the fire department, if we had like freezing rain and stuff, man, that's all we'd do all evening, just get out and trying to get trees out of the roads and stuff. It's just crazy what it can do. Just either water and wind, or just the ice just laying on the trees. KO4CN.
Okay, Friday. Yeah, I remember those days. Well, I used to be a volunteer fireman years ago. And then when I went on the police department, that sort of ended that. So I was working too much.
Bad weather when I was a volunteer, I just knew everybody always just go pile up in the fire department all night long.
I was fire one time, and the weather was so bad, weak and cold, we would have to jump up and down on the fire hose to keep the water from freezing.
I've never heard of that. That is crazy. That would have definitely had to be cold.
The nozzles had about 2 foot of icicle hanging off the bottom of it.
That's pretty crazy.
It was an experience.
That's just something else to have to deal with when you're there. That ain't what I can only imagine. That is not what you want.
I'd do it again.
I did it for, probably a good 5 years or so. And once I really started working full time, I gave it up. And nowadays, you can't hardly find volunteer fire department.
Here's all volunteer.
Imagine that. Most of them in Spartanburg now are all paid. I mean, I'm sure they still have some volunteers, but for the most part, they run paid 24/7.
It's paid over here, the ones that work in town.
It used to be, the city of Spartanburg, they got paid. And some of the bigger fire departments in Spartanburg, they might have a couple paid guys, but like where I lived, those little towns, nobody got paid. It was volunteer only. But even that now, even my old fire department, they eventually started paying.
I saw in front of the paper this morning, Greenville's having an uproar. They're going to mandate overtime for the firemen.
That works, because most of them work 24 hours.
How that's going to work myself.
If you're in the same boat, they just don't have as many people as they used to.
The days are gone, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I believe you're right. Most of it ain't about, just doing something for your community, or just, learning in general or staying out of trouble. But, if you don't make money at it, people don't want to do it.
Society now is a handful to give me and a mouthful of how much more can I get.
Absolutely right on that one.
By it is, I'm afraid it's going to get worse.
Actually, I believe you're right. I'm getting off of my exits. I'm going to snatch this antenna off top of this car. Be safe out there today. And I hope you have a safe trip home. You enjoy your cup of coffee, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
You made it in. Don't work too hard. Hope I catch you in the morning, and I'm fixing to pull in the driveway. So 7-3 to you, and have a good day. KO4 and AP Slick.
7-3, Andrew, 7-3, Ed. Catch you guys in the morning, maybe. KN4, TFW.
Wish you'd got in here a little bit sooner.
All right, it's a nasty day outside. Go enjoy your coffee. I'll catch you another day.
7-3.
Good one.
WHM monitoring.
Go KN4 TFW.
You staying dry?
sprinkling over here right now. It was raining a little earlier.
Pretty good rain here in Hall. It's coming down pretty good.
Kinds of watches for us today with the heating of the day.
Saw that. They got a tornado watch until 1 o'clock. So that tropical storm coming through is going to be a little sketchy, but it shouldn't be too bad.
The rain up there is up there in North Carolina by Patrick.
Now, I hadn't even looked at a radar. I need to pull it up and see it. I don't think I'm going to start to work until it gets daylight today.
Let's see if there's any trees down there. Any debris in the road, right? Hey.
Hey. Still got folks moving in. Unfortunately, those that didn't get moved in yesterday, I think they're going to get wet today and their stuff.
Better have it all bagged in a plastic bag, right?
Man, have the bag tied up, because it's going to rain today, that's for sure.
You don't think that far ahead?
No, they don't. And I'm looking at the radar, and it's just one big green blob.
Most of them will probably say, I didn't know it was supposed to rain today.
Right. They don't watch the weather. They depend on mom and daddy to tell them.
They have to tell the daughter in Kentucky when she's getting bad weather.
Rain we're getting hadn't quite got to you yet. It's, we're getting a pretty good shower and got a pretty good blob of red on the way. And, it's moving pretty much almost north, not so much east yet.
From the future forecast that you guys were going to get really hammered this afternoon.
I'm just glad all my outside doings are done for the moment, so everything's batting down, so we'll just ride it out.
Wrapped up on Sunday, and had one of the little tropical plants blew over yesterday, but I moved its location, hopefully out of the wind, so it should be good to go now. A bit of outside work to do today at work.
Well, hope you brought your rain jacket. You might get a little rain.
A big, long, extra heavy-duty trench coat type raincoats.
That'll keep your feet, everything but your feet dry.
And some rubber boots, but, you know, most of the time I'm in, out. They're doing a survey today of a bunch of valves and gaskets and stuff to let me know what I need to order.
So everything I got to do is inside, and I got a few Zoom calls, so once it gets daylight and I see how things are, I may just take the day and work from home.
Keep this thing to do, sure enough.
To a show last night over in Bethlehem, Georgia. He's getting ready to launch a balloon with cameras on it and use APRS. For tracking. He's going to let it go up about 50,000 feet and it'll pop and then come back down. He's going to have four cameras and one video camera on it. He did the same experiment, or close to the same experiment, with an antenna and run an antenna way up in the air for ham radio. So that's going to be a neat experiment when he does it. It ought to get some good pictures if it's going to get up 50,000 feet. Right now he's working with the FAA to get his flight plan laid out for it.
Must have tracking on it so he can get the cameras and that back.
Yeah, use APRS or APRS. It'll send out a signal every 3 minutes with its location. And it's got some kind of accelerometer type device that as it's descending, if it starts getting faster than expected, it'll transmit faster.
Parachute on it to slow it down?
It's got a little parachute on it. The payload only weighs about 4 pounds, but yeah, it's got a parachute on it. I asked him, I said, how are you going to keep it from landing on top of somebody's house? He said, well, that's part of the flight plan we're working out. He said, he's got to decide where he's going to launch it, and estimate where it'll come down, and all sort of stuff for the FAA.
We know where it's going to go when it goes up, but coming down just seems like it's going to be a, you know, pot luck.
I asked him, I said, it's going to kind of be like a hot air balloon. You're going to have to chase the signal and sort of chase the unit coming down, and he agreed. Evidently, somebody else has already done this, and he's just sort of recreating the experiment.
I see it on Facebook. I don't remember the call sign, but he puts a balloon up with a little transmitter on it to see if we can make it go around the world. He's done it several times.
All kind of experiments like that with balloons going up in the air. And like I said, he did one with an antenna. I don't forget how high he got with it, but he did a wire antenna and used it to make contacts all over the place. So he runs an air gas company, so he's got access to helium and stuff like that at wholesale. So he's in the balloon business right now.
Yeah, that's what makes it nice when you got access to stuff like that.
For HKX. How you doing, M4WHM?
Good morning, Patrick, KN4TFW. Hope you're staying dry.
I am for the moment. I'm inside the vehicle. But it's raining up here. Not pouring, but it's raining. But I'm doing pretty good. How about you, gentlemen?
Can't complain. It's raining pretty good here in Harrell. I'm trying to decide whether to drive in or work from home today.
Just enough to have your wipers on intermittent, just a light sprinkle.
Yeah, that's how it is up here right now. But yesterday was bad up here.
Had some bad this afternoon.
That myself. I was sitting there eating breakfast.
From Berea Day, isn't it?
Cherrydale area. Today is all my shops are real close together, so I don't have to travel a whole lot once I get there.
Can you get from the cab into the back, or do you have to go outside and get in?
No, I can walk through. I don't have to get out. If I can get the guys to come out to the truck on their own, I don't have to get out of the truck.
At least you don't have to get out and get back in, so maybe you have to get you one of those little horns and put on top and play like the ice cream truck.
About doing that. And the only bad thing for me is most of these guys are afraid to get wet. I don't know what it is. They don't want to walk out on their own without somebody holding their hand.
A place you can put on and take off your raincoat and all that good stuff. I was sitting here thinking, because it's raining pretty good here in Harlan, I'm like, my hat and coat's in the car, so I'll have to dig up my other raincoat in the house.
kind of raincoat I keep in the truck just for stuff like this. Talking about this guy sending his balloon up. When's he going to do that?
I have his flight plan for the FAA completed this weekend, and then pick a day when the conditions are right here in the near future. He hasn't set an exact date yet.
Local?
Him, Georgia, which is about 30, 45 minutes on the other side of Athens toward Atlanta.
Where'd you go?
I'm just getting up on the interstate and that, and got cars on my rear and everybody in a hurry, you know, and the road's wet. Just trying to pay a little bit of attention.
Sure, nobody realizes that the road's wet and their tires are bald, so they just go a little faster.
I was reading that it was a bad wreck yesterday on 26 at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was two 18-year-olds and two 17-year-olds in the car, and the one lady was driving the wrong way on the interstate and hit them. And I was thinking, what are you kids doing out, you know, that late at night?
First weekend away at college. Getting out for mom and daddy's thumb, so they decided they want to spend a night out playing.
They need to go get an education on some everyday common sense things instead of all that book learning.
Yeah, if they hadn't got their common sense by now, though, it may be hard to get it. At 18, you need to know right from wrong, or at least have the concept. Just my opinion for somebody who doesn't have kids.
But you're pretty spot on that one. It's going to be hard to get after that age. Not that it can't happen, but there's going to be a few hard knocks, I guess.
Did they pass that slowpoke law, they call it, for driving in the left lane and that? So if I'm doing 80 in the left lane and ain't holding anybody back, is that still an offense?
No, I've heard a lot of people talking about it and asking that same question, and I'm not sure how the law reads on that one.
It's left lane for passing only.
It is in Georgia. They passed it last year, and the only time you're supposed to be in the left lane is if you're passing and overtaking a vehicle. If you're not, then you're impeding traffic, even if you're going faster or fast as the traffic flow in Georgia.
Carolina, I believe, had that law for quite some time, but they don't enforce it.
Yeah, there's one in the left lane. Let's see if he stops anybody. It was a car right on his tail, and that, so we'll see.
I'm going to say 73s. I need to get ready, whether I work from home or go in. I need to get on it. It's been good to talk to y'all this morning. Y'all be safe. Watch out for the rain and weather. And if I don't talk to you again, have a great day. If I'm at home, I'll be around on the radio, but I'll make a decision once it gets daylight. It's N4WHM. I'll be clear on your finals.
Bill, good to talk to you. If you decide to go in, be careful, and we'll catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Bill, have a good day. Be careful if you do decide to go in. If not, enjoy working from home, staying dry. And, Ken, I'm going to have to say 73s also. I'm coming up on the black hole. So I'm going to go ahead and say 73. And this is KO4 HGX, and I'll be clear.
73, Patrick. You have a good one, and try to stay dry and watch out for all that bad weather supposed to be coming up on that side of town. And we'll try to catch you this afternoon. KN4 TFW.